Hey there, Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner here with the next episode in our podcast series. Today I want to talk a little bit about something that no runner wants to talk about, and that's being injured. That's got to be the number one thing that we all worry about. Now, runners worry about getting to a race and not finishing or not being able to put the training in before a big race, or just not getting your run in during the day. There's all kinds of things that that runners worry about. But the number one thing that I'm pretty sure that we're all worried about is being injured. No runner wants to sit on the sideline or have to cut back their mileage because of some nagging little thing that's happened to them. And exactly right now, that's where I find myself. I am having a bout with plantar fasciitis right now. If you follow me on Facebook or follow my blog at www.thestreakingrunner.com, you all know that I've been battling it for about a week now or a little more. I'm not really sure how it happened, but I think I know. On New Year's Day, I did a really great 4 mile hill run. It's a major hill that is in the area where I grew up in, and I was up at my mom's for New Year's Day, and it was a great run. I just really came up that hill, didn't push it too much, I didn't think, and felt great afterwards, and actually felt great for a couple days afterwards. And then the next 2 days, where she lives, I was up there doing some stuff for her. My mom is, she had a stroke about 3 years ago, and she does all right. She lives by herself. That's the way she wants to be. But I go up once a week to make sure that everything's going all right with her, get her grocery shopping done, and do some things that she can't do since she can't get around as well as she used to do. Well, I was up there for a couple extra days last week because she had a doctor's appointment. So the 2 days after my hill run, they had some really cold weather up there. It was in the lower 20s and in the teens. And there were some icy spots on the road. So, of course, I was outside running in it, and I had to alter my gait a little bit, run a little slower and just shorten my stride because some of the icy spots were just watching out for them. Still, it felt all right. Felt all right when I got home and ran on Friday. Did kind of an easy 5 miler on Saturday, and then Sunday, I felt okay when I got out of bed. But in the middle of just an easy 3 mile run, my heel started killing me. So I limped it home, and I thought, well, we have a full blown case of plantar fasciitis here. So I'm thinking that between the hill run and the altering my gait the next 2 days, I think that's what kind of put me over the edge with that. So now here I am. So back to the ice. Now, if you've ever had plantar fasciitis, you know how painful it is. And if you've never had it, let me tell you a little bit about what it is. The plantar fascia is a tissue that connects your heel to your toes. It enables your foot to carry your weight and helps you maintain your balance. And a good way to tell if you've got it is if you have heel pain when you first get up in the morning, but then it goes away or subsides a little bit as you start moving around. And in fact, sometimes when you run, your heel may even feel better as you start your morning run. But if you continue to run for several miles, it could come back. And actually, if you're on your feet a lot during the day, it could come back too. But it's that first couple steps in the morning that'll really get you. Now, there's several reasons why you get it. Most distance runners get it from running too many miles in worn out shoes. As you put miles on your shoes, your support will break down. It also happens in runners that overpronate. And it can also happen by doing a lot of hill work, or just there's all kinds of things that can happen. And as I said, I think my hill work combined with altering my gait for a couple days is what caused mine. The good news with plantar fasciitis is that it is something that you can still run or walk with. Now, the doctors out there, don't hurt me or send me hate emails for saying that. When I mean that you can still walk or run, I mean take it easy. Don't go out there and run 10 miles on it. I've been running 1 to 2 miles on mine, just easy, short, easy miles. And if it is so painful that you can't even walk, though, don't do anything on it. You want to make sure that you're icing your plantar fasciitis. And the best way to do that, I have found, is to fill a 16-ounce water bottle or soft drink bottle and freeze it. And then roll your foot over it. I do this about 3 or 4 times a day for about 10 minutes at a time. That's kind of a twofold thing. The ice helps draw the inflammation, if it is inflamed, from your heel and arch area. And it also helps massage that to ease the pain. So like I said, do that several times during the day. Another thing that you can do to help with your plantar fasciitis pain is to roll a tennis ball. A lot of people do this. You just take the tennis ball and just roll it on the arch of your foot. And that also helps massage that area and helps take some of the pain away. Another thing that you can do, I have a little exercising machine, and there'll be a link to it in the notes from this, but that helps me a lot too. It helps to strengthen my arch area. And another way you can do this, if you don't have this little machine and don't want to go out and buy one, is to try to pick up marbles with your toes. That also exercises that heel area. Your arch area, I'm sorry. And another thing that that you can do is stretch out those calf muscles. Tight calves are one of the reasons why there's so much strain on this arch area. So make sure that you're stretching real good when you come back in from your runs. And even though I'm not a proponent of stretching before you run, I just believe in a nice warm-up, do a little bit of light stretching before you run if you have plantar fasciitis, just to get those calf muscles loosened up a little bit. You don't want to do a lot of cold stretches because that can actually harm your muscles. But a little light stretching just to get everything loose before you head out will help a lot. Now, another thing I do, and I'm lucky that I've got a treadmill here at my house in my basement, but I kind of stay off the roads for a week or two whenever I'm battling something like this. Your treadmill is a lot softer surface than your concrete or asphalt, so it will help with the pounding on everything. So that's another thing that you might want to do if you find yourself with plantar fasciitis. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing that I came across this week that I am absolutely in love with. I was, you know, when you're injured, and I'm like all of you, I'm sure you get on the internet and you look at everything that you possibly can about if you have a glitch in your knee or your quad or your hamstring or anything. You do everything you can to see what you can do to get over it quickly. I'm no different. I did the same thing. Besides, I'm always looking out for the newest things that will help me keep me on the roads. So I'm thinking, you know, and people have told me about KT tape and rock tape, and I thought, well, maybe I'll get some tape and see how that works. So I was at a running store the other day, and I was looking through all the stuff there for plantar fasciitis, and I came across this little ankle sleeve. And, well, actually, my husband found it for me. He was helping me there look for some things at the store. And it looks kind of like an ACE bandage, but it's made especially for plantar fasciitis. And this thing is absolutely fantastic. It's made by a company called Features, and it compresses your heel and your arch area. It helps keep down the swelling if you do have swelling. Now, I've been lucky. My heel and arch area didn't really swell that much, so I am lucky with that. But we came across this plantar fasciitis sleeve made by Features. This thing is great. It the technology that it has, and I'm no person about technology or the medical part of it like that, so I'm not going to tell you anything about that, but it lifts and stabilizes the plantar fascia. It helps improve the circulation in that area to get relief from this heel and arch pain. It slips on and off just like an ACE bandage or just like a sock. And I put it on right then in the store under the socks that I had on and slipped my shoes right on. And I wore it all that day. It is absolutely great. I could tell the difference immediately when I was walking. And another good thing about this, you can wear it when you're sleeping. Now, if you've, and I've never worn a night splint, but I know a lot of people with plantar fasciitis have done that. They look kind of painful to me and kind of puts your foot in an unnatural position to sleep. You just slip this on, and it can be worn while you're in bed at night, and I wore it the first night. And I can tell you, I could really tell the difference the next morning. It really, really did make a difference in those first few steps in the morning. You can also run with this, and I actually ordered another one so that I can have one washing after I run it, after I wear it when I'm running, and have the other one to wear during the day. It like I said, it's helped with the heel pain. It's helped with those first couple steps when I've gotten out of bed in the morning, and I can tell a big difference in my running. Like we were talking about, when you run with plantar fasciitis, you know that the first maybe half mile is kind of painful, but then it eases up a little bit. I could really tell a difference that it took less time for the heel pain to subside a little bit when I've been running. So I'm a believer in this. There'll be a link to this also in the show notes from the podcast today. So, like I said, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter or anything, you know that I've been dealing with this plantar fasciitis. You know that I don't like being injured. But luckily, plantar fasciitis is the one thing that you still can run with, but just take it easy with. And it's the one thing that you really can treat yourself. The lucky thing, if you do have plantar fasciitis, is surgery is usually a minute possibility with this. If you do your stretches, do your icing, if you are having some swelling problems, make sure you take some anti-inflammatories. I'm a big acetaminophen fan myself. I'm a Tylenol person, so that's what I take whenever I have something like that. It really is something that you can deal with on your own, and also don't walk barefoot. That's another thing that will help keep it sore. You want to have some support in your arch area. So when you get up in the mornings, if you don't have one of these sleeves or a night splint, even just to run into the bathroom first thing, make sure you slip on your slippers or something to keep you from going barefoot. Make sure that you're wearing footwear even when you're walking around during the day that does have some arch support in there. This will help prevent and to help treat your plantar fasciitis. So anyway, that's my rant for the day. I am kind of hobbled right now with this, but still getting my runs in, but I'm doing it smart. I've backed down on my mileage. I'm not running my usual mileage. And I'm taking it easy. I'm running it slower. So, you know, a mile and a half, 2 miles. This weekend, if I'm still feeling good, I'll probably up it to 2.5, maybe 3 miles to see how it goes. But I've always been a runner, and you know, I preach this, listen to your body. If your body tells you to back off, if something's not quite right, there's a reason. Back off and listen to it. And know that little voice. Know the difference between backing off and just not wanting to get it in. There's a difference, and you know, you listen to your body, you can tell. So anyway, this is Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner. Make sure you check out my little exerciser and this ankle sleeve. If you have plantar fasciitis, I cannot tell you what a difference this has made. I'm really excited. I just wanted to share that with you today. But plantar fasciitis is something that you can deal with, and like we said, no runner likes being injured, and I am no exception to that rule. So run smart, but as always, run happy.